Operation Warlord. They never want to tell you what the mission is about until you're strapped into the rescue ship and shooting through deep space. Oh well, it's too late to change my mind now. Let's see the orders. Operation Warlord. RESCOM Directive LX-1506. Dated 21-25-8-16. And it reads, Captain, your mission is to proceed to the uncolonized planet, located at grid coordinates T-657-29-414, Delta 19, and confront the Warlord. Refer to onboard computer. Yep, I remember the Warlord. He was my roommate back at the Military Space Academy. Boy, that was years ago. And even then, he was mentally unstable. But smart. No wonder they asked me to fly this mission. I was the only one who could beat him at those war games we played. And then, of course, in our senior year, his mind snapped. From the pressure, I guess. And he left the academy. Disappeared. I wondered what had happened to him. Well, let's see what the brief says. Because of your familiarity with the Warlord and his style, you have been chosen to confront him as the first stage of this rescue mission. Please refer to onboard reference computer. Rescue. Okay, onboard computer. Let's find out what's going on.
Hello, Captain. The person known to you as the Warlord has established a base on planet T-657 with the help of several robots. He has spent many years developing a sophisticated war game scenario which uses submarines that can be piloted by robots or humans.
So that's where he disappeared to. But why is RESCOM worried about the Warlord? It sounds like a harmless situation.
It was harmless until over a year ago, when the crew of a spaceship near the planet T-657 came down with a deadly virus. On board was the Space Commissioner's daughter, Sigourney Sly. To protect her from the virus, she was sent down to the surface of the planet in a landing craft. The captain radioed a call for help, along with an explanation of what had happened to Sigourney. He intended to pick her up again later, when the sickness had passed. His ship hasn't been heard from since. The Space Commissioner was able to convince the Academy to send a young cadet named Peter Frey on a mission to find and rescue his daughter. Peter landed on the planet, but within hours, all contact with him was lost. It was at this point that the Space Commissioner realized the probable connection between the Warlord and the two missing people.
You mean that the Warlord has kept these two from communicating with the Commissioner?
Worse than that, he has kept them apart from each other. Sigourney was held in an isolation bubble for almost a year because the Warlord was afraid that she had been infected with the deadly space virus. He discovered that she was healthy at about the same time that Peter landed and was captured. Peter and Sigourney have only seen each other once, across the room at the Warlord's infirmary.
But what does the Warlord want with those two? I would think that he'd be glad to send them back.
The Warlord is obsessed with playing his strategic war games. For years, his robots had been his only competition. And since he is far craftier than a robot, he had gotten bored.
I see. Until Peter and Sigourney showed up.
Yes. Although they are no match for him, they are human, and therefore unpredictable. So he forces them to compete with him in these underwater strategic maneuvers.
I'm beginning to see why I've been chosen for this mission. As far as I know, I'm the only one who has ever beaten the Warlord in these games. But that was years ago, and I'm badly out of practice. How am I going to help Sigourney and Peter?
First, you must land and let yourself be captured by the Warlord. He will jump at the chance to play against the one person who is a real challenge to his skill. The Space Commissioner has discovered the Warlord's rules of play. In this game, mines have been placed underwater in a bay. Both you and the Warlord have a remote-controlled submarine. You must find the one deep mine and neutralize it without being stunned by the opposing submarine. The way that you control your sub is through an onboard pilot. You can choose to use a robot, or you can use Peter or Sigourney as your pilot. If you choose the robot, then you can play the game and sharpen your skills without risking any human lives. If you use Sigourney or Peter, then you must keep careful track of how much air is left in the sub. If a human is on board, when you run out of air, he dies.
Wait a minute. I don't need those two kids to help me beat the Warlord. Why should I risk their lives when I can pilot through a remote robot?
Sigourney and Peter are held under very tight security. The only opportunity they'll have to talk to you is when one or the other is on your sub. Then they'll be able to give you clues to help you find the one escape route out of the bay. If you find it with one of them on board your sub, then that person is free from the Warlord's control. When you have found the way out of the bay for both Sigourney and Peter, then you will all be free and your mission will be complete.
Well, it sounds possible, but explain one thing. Why play the war game at all? Why not just put Sigourney or Peter in the sub and go looking for the escape route?
The Warlord is obsessed, Captain. More than anything else, he wants to be challenged by a worthy opponent. If you don't make the attempt to win games by being the first to find and harpoon the deep mine, then the Warlord won't let you put Sigourney or Peter on your sub. If that happens, then you can't get any clues from them to help you find the escape route. So you see, Captain, to save them, you have to play the game, and play to win. After you have won several games, and you feel that you have enough information to find the escape route, then you may ignore the mine search and try to make your escape.
Okay, that's all for now. Power off.
Always glad to.
I see how it works. I must challenge the Warlord. But you know, I'm looking forward to it. I could beat him years ago, and I think I can beat him again. Whoa, there's the landing alarm. 10 minutes to touchdown. I'll run through the checklist. Reverse thrusters. Gyro. Navigation lights.